VOA News, I'm Liz Palka. Celebrations erupted in the capital of Puerto Rico late Wednesday night. This after embattled Governor Ricardo Rossello announced his resignation after several days of angry, massive street protests.
Hoy les anuncio que estaré renunciando al puesto del gobernador.
In a videotaped address posted on the government's Facebook page, Rossello announced he was stepping down on August 2nd. He said his administration's achievements would be threatened if he remained in the post. That is the very moment Rossello announced his resignation. Thousands of people who had gathered outside the governor's mansion in San Juan's historic old city launched into a spontaneous, joyous celebration. He becomes the first governor to quit since a U.S. territory started directly electing their governors in 1947. He will be succeeded by Justice Secretary Wanda Vasquez. The fury that led to the governor's resignation started 2 weeks ago when an investigative journalism group published nearly 900 pages of online group chats between Rossello and several top aides and associates. Those conversations included profane messages laced with contempt for victims of 2017's Hurricane Maria, as well as misogynistic and homophobic slurs. U.S. President Donald Trump celebrated after Special Counsel Robert Mueller appeared on Capitol Hill Wednesday, calling it a very good day for himself and fellow Republicans. Mueller investigated Russian interference in the 2016 election and alleged obstruction of justice by Trump. He said the investigation did not exonerate Trump of obstructing justice by trying to thwart the probe. Find our coverage on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Tunisian President Baji Caid Essebe has died at the age of 92. The Office of the Presidency said the veteran politician passed away Thursday after being taken to a hospital the night before. He was hospitalized late last month to be treated for a severe illness. That was Essebe being sworn in 2014 as Tunisia's first democratically elected president. He took office 3 years ago after Arab Spring uprising that ousted longtime dictator Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. North Korea fired two missiles off its east coast Thursday. The launch comes as Pyongyang complains about upcoming U.S.-South Korean military exercises. While analysts say the launch probably will not derail nuclear talks, it underscores the United States' inability to move those talks forward. VOA's William Gallo reports from Seoul.
The missiles launched Thursday appear to be short range, possibly similar to those North Korea launched in May. That launch didn't derail nuclear talks. And Seoul-based analyst Bong Yong-shik says the latest one probably will not either.
It is another attempt by North Korean authorities to put additional pressure on Washington prior to actual negotiations to set the agenda for working-level negotiations on denuclearization.
South Korea has said it will go ahead with planned joint military exercises with the United States, despite North Korean objections. Washington and Seoul have already scaled back those exercises. But so far, that is not good enough for North Korea. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
This launch comes less than a month after President Trump met Kim Jong-un at the demilitarized zone, a meeting many White House officials described as a possible game changer. Since then, North Korea has failed to show up for working-level talks. Instead, Kim this week posed next to a submarine apparently capable of handling nuclear-tipped missiles. Afghan police say a suicide bomber set off an explosion in front of a bus in Kabul Thursday, killing five and wounding 10 others. Police say the government workers were targeted in the attack, caused by a magnetic explosive device attached to the vehicle. The deadly attack was one of two explosions that struck the Afghan capital Thursday. There's been no claim of responsibility. And the attack follows a suicide bombing in Kabul Wednesday that killed one Croatian soldier and wounded two others. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the bombing. More international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.